Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're crossing to Scotland now, where history has been made after it's become the first country in the world to provide free and universal access to period products. I'm joined now by Monica Lennon, MSP for Central Scotland, Scottish Labour Health and Social Care spokesperson, who has been fronting the campaign, and also by Senator Rebecca Moynihan, who is campaigning for similar laws here in Ireland. And Monica, thank you for joining us, and Rebecca, you too. I'll come to yourself though, Monica, first. Congratulations, Scotland is making news all over the world for this.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. Yes, it's been a really positive week in Scotland, and the Scottish Parliament unanimously backed a period products bill, and that does mean that anyone who needs free period products will be able to access them. There won't be any means testing. They won't have to prove their income. It'll be really dignified. And of course, schools, colleges and universities will have to provide products by law also. So yeah, it's been really good news, and I've been really proud to work on the bill and to work with all the campaigners who've played a part.
So how will it all work then? Does it mean that if you go into a shop, the shops have to provide them free, or where can you access the free products?
So it's really straightforward. The law will put a requirement on schools, colleges and universities to make them freely available. So in the main, that will be in toilets, that will be in bathrooms, but it might also be in offices or in libraries. So it's to make it really accessible to meet the needs of students wherever they are. And already in Scotland, we've seen some progress on this. And even during the pandemic, colleges and universities have been taking them to students if they've been self-isolating in their accommodation. But the real game changer is the universal provision. So regardless of your age, your circumstance, no matter where you live in Scotland, your local authority, the local council, will have to make them available in the community. Now, it might look different in Edinburgh and Glasgow to how it's delivered in the Highlands and Islands, but in the main, it will be community centres, swimming pools and leisure centres, libraries, possibly GP practices, doctors and maybe pharmacies too, but it will be for the local authority in consultation with the community to work out how the scheme will be delivered locally, but it will be underpinned by the legislation and by statutory guidance.
And is it going to cost an awful lot of money?
So it's been hard to settle on an absolute exact figure because we don't have international comparators because we're the first country to do it. But we've had pilot schemes in Scotland and we've had free products in our education settings for a couple of years now. So working with Scottish Government, we estimate that it would cost around £8.7 million per year. And it will depend on the level of uptake and, of course, any variation in the cost of the product. But what we learned from all the consultation was that people in Scotland overwhelmingly agreed that there should be free universal access to period products. Mm. But very few people said that they would use that scheme on a regular basis, but it does provide a safety net and provide peace of mind. And I think during these times of crisis, that's really important.
Was it hard, Monica, to get this vote over the line? Because I know this has been a campaign that has been going on for years and obviously moved slowly. So what clinched it, do you think, yesterday?
It was difficult earlier in the year, and the Parliament committee that scrutinised the bill didn't recommend that MSPs vote for it at stage one, and that was a real blow to the bill's prospects. But as I said, I've worked with so many organisations outside of Parliament, trade unions, Girl Guides, university students, women's organisations, people from all walks of life, and they just were so determined, and they emailed the politicians, they did social media campaigns, we had a rally at Parliament. So it's been a very energetic and loud campaign. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had to sort of get that cross-party support, but yesterday, really all the hard work had been done and there had been lots of compromise negotiation, and the time we got to the chamber really was just to do those final speeches and just to make that final plea to to get it over the line.
Okay, I might turn to yourself then, Rebecca Moynihan. I know that you're working on similar legislation for a similar type scheme here. How far along the road are you with that?
Well, a couple of years ago when I was on Dublin City Council, I had put a motion to the council that they, Piri products would be provided in all sports centres, leisure centres, library, etc, etc. There was a pilot project of that, and they began a rollout of it this year, which was somewhat interrupted by COVID. There was 100,000 secured in last year's budget for it, and 100,000 secured in this year's budget, which they're voting on next week for it. So up until then, they spent about €10,000. So I had a difficulty in terms of like what legislation you could bring to have something like that in a national basis, and Monica's legislation I think really provides a blueprint for something like that. The concern that we were having was that the money message would be used, so essentially government wouldn't go ahead with it because they said it would cost the extra money, and I think Monica's legislation provides a blueprint for how we could do something like that in terms of place obligations on public buildings.
Okay.
Or they said it in regulations. The Women's Caucus and Catherine Martin and Marcella Corcoran-Kennedy in the previous Dáil had led and got a motion passed in the Dáil for the first time that this had ever been brought up, calling for the introduction of a period poverty motion, calling for the introduction of a national scheme. So it's a case of, I suppose, fleshing out something like that. And I would very much envisage working on a cross-party basis, similar to what Monica did, to try and get it. I think most people in most political parties are agreed that this is an issue that needs to be tackled. You know, for me, it's a very basic hygiene product that you have. And the experience of the rollout in Dublin City Council, I think, is that, you know, when I first proposed it, people thought that people would be coming in and taking loads of things and abusing it, and that certainly hasn't been the case. One of the pilot projects was in Donore Avenue in my local area, and I was talking to staff there. They said that they didn't really have any problems at all, and people were pleasantly surprised when they went into the toilets. So the
basis for it is there, and you're well along on your way to getting, as you said, cross-party support. It's something that we'll definitely keep an eye on, and thank you very much for speaking to us about it. That's Senator Rebecca Moynihan from the Labour Party, and before that we were also speaking to Monica Lennon, MSP for Central Scotland.